Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and Michael Harrison here. Doug Steffen is taking this particular hour of the program off, so in his stead, I'll be here. It's something that I'm used to doing in terms of being the co-host of this particular hour. I am the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Talkers is a trade magazine in the talk radio and talk media industries, and we follow the activity on news talk stations, just like the one that you're listening to this program on right now, and kind of track what people are talking about. Joining me today in the seat that I normally occupy with Doug is the vice president and executive editor of Talkers Magazine, and he's not a newcomer to this program either, and that is Kevin Casey. Kevin, welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Thank you, Michael.
It's been a heck of a week, hasn't it? I mean, it's just one negative story after another. It's like a perfect storm of downers and bummers, more than usual, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it's been particularly brutal. Previous week with Buffalo, and now with Texas, and just cast a pall over the whole nation, really.
Yeah, why don't you run down the 10 most talked about stories and topics, and then the 10 most talked about people. Okay, take it away.
Very good. Top 10 stories at number 10 this week, immigration and race relations tied at number 10. At number 9 this week, Roe v. Wade. At number 8 is U.S.-China relations. At number 7 on the chart is Russia-Ukraine war. At number 6 this week, COVID-19 tied with monkeypox. At number 5, we have the economy and tied with the baby formula issue. At number 4, the January 6th committee. At number 3 this week, partisan politics and the primaries. At number 2, crime and violence and gun control. And, of course, at number 1, the Texas school shooting. The top 10 people discussed this week, starting at number 10, Xi Jinping. At number 9, Vladimir Putin. At number 8, Elon Musk. At number 7, Barack Obama. At number 6 this week, Mike Pence. At number 5, a tie between Brian Kemp, David Perdue, and Stacey Abrams. At number 4, another tie, Dr. Mehmet Oz and David McCormick. At number 3, Donald Trump. And at number 2, a tie with Ted Cruz, Greg Abbott, and Beto O'Rourke. And at number 1 this week, Joe Biden.
Fascinating. You know, it's interesting, Elon Musk at number 8 on the People Survey. This is one of the first times in a long time in well over a month, maybe 5 weeks, that Elon Musk and Twitter were not in the top stories. It was kind of squeezed away by the shooting stories and the tragedies, not to mention all the other negative stories. Do you think that that story's fading? Do you think that Musk is just a kind of a strange character, and he sometimes just grabs the limelight and doesn't really have an end game?
You wonder. You would think that a person of his intelligence does have an end game in mind when they begin, but it does seem like he leaps without really knowing where he's going to land. Frankly, I don't have any inside information on this. I'm going to be very surprised if his acquisition of Twitter goes through. It really looks like it's stumbling, and I think he doesn't want it anymore. That's kind of what I think.
Can you imagine being that? And I'm not gonna dwell on Elon Musk, although I find him fascinating, and in some ways he irks me. I find him annoying. I shouldn't take him lightly. I mean, he's what, the wealthiest man in the country, maybe the wealthiest man in the world, but I find his there's a frivolousness about him that makes me realize that all of that wealth and all of that power that today's multi-billionaires are able to wield simply because they started a business or two and were clever and made a lot of money. And, I'm a capitalist like anybody else here. But it's troubling that they're able to take over such a powerful thing as a medium of communication such as Twitter, simply by virtue of the fact that they have a lot of money. I don't know whether we're better off with corporate powers run by boards of directors or powers run by crazy individuals. But it's like we're between a rock and a hard place, if you ask me.
Yeah. It does feel, I think that with the modern world and its fascination with cult of personality, it makes businessmen who sort of seem to fly by the seat of their pants and it seems to be about them personally, they make me nervous. I mean, I kind of long for the old days of executives who stayed in the background or stayed in the boardroom and you didn't hear about them or their personalities. It was about the business. But that seems to be changing, where it seems to be about the personality of the executive is almost as important as their business acumen.
Yeah, and what happens is that people tend to believe in people because they're rich or because they're famous, and sort of project upon them wisdom and intelligence and inside knowledge that the average person doesn't have. And then when you look at it really under the spotlight, under the microscope, or the spotlight of scrutiny, as I like to say, you find out that these people don't have a clue either. who's driving this bus? So it's all quite disconcerting. During the course of this hour, let's run through some of the topics and the people that that we're talking about. But I want to mention, and you and I, who head up the research at Talkers, are very aware that this has been an imbalanced week, that a lot of the subject matter that we have on the charts and some of the names and the topics, even though they're on the top 10, there was a lot less conversation about them in proportion to the total conversation than usual. This one-two gut punch, if you will, that hit the nation within a couple of weeks between the racially motivated Buffalo murders, and that's what they are, a catastrophic atrocity in Buffalo, followed by just the unthinkable murder of 19 students and two teachers at Robb Elementary School in Texas, really has taken over the national psyche. It is not only talked about on news talk shows, it's being talked about everywhere. I mean, absolutely everywhere. Music radio shows, late night, comedy talk shows, across the backyard fence, the coffee shops. And I don't know. There's a numbing effect to this, these ongoing tragedies. And we tend to go through the same song and dance. And even what I'm saying now, that we go through the same song and dance and that we're numb to it, is part of that song and dance. Some people are saying, though, that this will be the straw that breaks the camel's back. I'm not quite sure what that means, but I'm hearing that. What are your thoughts? Do you think that this is going to be different this time? Or is this just going to be another string of tragedies that we, lament and shrug our shoulders about and really don't do anything about it?
Yeah, that's a great question. I have so little faith, I think, sometimes in our collective humanity that I think that this might just be another thing where not much happens. In order for any action to be taken in the U.S. Senate on a nationwide level regarding, gun control, I guess is a broad term, but figuring out how to make sure that people like this 18-year-old man in Texas don't get guns when they're in that state of mind. For that to happen, they're going to need movement in the Senate. And Joe Manchin has already said that while he's willing to discuss this sort of thing, he's not willing to do it at the expense of getting rid of the filibuster. And that seems to be a wedge here. And I know it seems bizarre that an archaic, legislative issue like the filibuster is getting in the way of potentially saving lives in the future. But that is the reality. And I think that as long as that's the reality, as long as we have Republicans who are very concerned about their pro-gun constituency, as long as that nervousness remains, I don't know that much is going to happen.
Yeah, people who are not politically motivated, but rather view it as a big picture, are saying that both sides, both political sides of the aisle, the Democrats and the Republicans, are playing to their core bases and not playing to reality. That the obsession with gun rights by the Republicans and the obsession with gun control by the Democrats, that neither answers the problem. That they're talking past each other is the term that's used, as opposed to talking with each other. And that talk is politically motivated, that they're doing it just to please their constituents, and that the answers lie outside of whether or not guns are legal or illegal, or a number of laws pertaining to them can do anything to stop the problem. You know, I guess the saying is, guns don't kill people, people kill people, and if there weren't guns, they'd figure out another way to deal with it, because the disease of violence is really what the problem is. Mental illness, how our culture operates, as I mentioned before, violence in the culture, all of these things tend to play a role as opposed to just easy access to guns. We got 10 seconds before the break. What's your response to that?
I think you're absolutely right. It's very challenging. There's a lot to say about it.
All right, we got a lot more coming your way. It's Michael Harrison filling in for Doug, and Kevin Casey is filling in for me. And you're plugged into the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips. And your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
If you work remote, Staples has you covered.
A mid-mod desk chair to rejuvenate my ho-hum workspace.
Staples has you covered.
A place to put my papers so I can be more productive.
A storage cabinet that I can roll out of the way on weekends.
Staples has you covered with remote workspace solutions. And now get 25% off storage and filing products, chair mats, decor, and lighting with the purchase of an office chair or desk. Explore solutions for your remote workspace at Staples, the working and learning store. N72, in-store only.
Hey, Dad? Cool if I change this?
They may not get each other's music, but they can both get a COVID-19 booster shot. Because the CDC recommends booster shots for people 12 years and older after completion of a primary series. Schedule an appointment as soon as you are eligible. Sponsored by BioNTech and Pfizer.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, continuing now with the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison in for Doug, and Kevin Casey from Talkers Magazine is in for me. And we're talking about the most talked about stories of the week on news talk stations across America that are of the same ilk. The ilk as the one that you're listening to right now. I guess it's called News Talk Radio. Kevin and I have been talking about how the Texas school shooting has gone beyond news talk media and is being talked about on just about every platform in the country. And Kevin, if you're just joining us, we're talking about, is this a straw that breaks the camel's back? Whatever that means, because everybody has a different idea of what the cause of all of this. One of the things that has been part of the buzz, Kevin, has been the issue of the police response to the fact that there was a shooter in the school, how the shooter got in there with a rifle and walked in and took over the school and started shooting kids is a question that people are asking. But the other question people are asking in the local police department there is kind of on the hot seat as to why it took so long for them to go into the school. What have you been hearing?
Yeah, there are frustrated parents, frustrated community members in Uvalde who say they were on the scene almost immediately, within minutes of an intruder being known, and said that they were begging the cops to go in, and this is very difficult because we need to figure out what happened, and that's what the authorities are doing right now, is trying to figure out a timeline. In fact, they've already changed a couple of things, and it's like an investigation. So it's one of those things where you have to say, give them time to investigate, but at the same time, obviously the parents and the relatives of these people in the community are wondering, did it take too long? Did they not go in? What could have prevented this? What could have ameliorated some of the death? And those are all questions we just don't know the answer to right now as we sit here, recording this program on Friday. The reality is that in the past, there have been situations where someone saw something on Facebook and alerted the authorities, and they were able to avert the tragedy. We have documented cases of people seeing something, and they all say, see something, say something. We had a lot of that after September 11th, with people, being concerned about people who appeared Middle Eastern and calling the police and stuff. And I think that we're so numb to all of the things we see on social media that sometimes you go, oh, yeah, another crazy kid claiming to threaten something. Yeah, right. But, you know, maybe if someone had said something who saw this, you know, prior to this kid's attack, that this could have been avoided. And there were indications on social media that there was an intent here. And it's happened in the past where things have been averted. It didn't happen this time, unfortunately.
I think you're right, though, that there's going to be more attention paid now to clues on social media. I interrupted you. Go on.
No, I hope you're right about that. And all I was going to say was that, and regarding the authorities, people aren't trained in knowing. Your average citizen doesn't know what the training is involved and how authorities are trained to go into a building that has a shooter. It's not as simple as, okay, you know, one of you guys go in there and get him. They have a method for this, and the method exists for a reason, although it sure seems frustrating right now.
Yeah, it's a razor thin line that we deal with between police being overreactive and censorship and people getting in trouble for something they say or kidding around,
mm-hmm.
and people, of course, actually taking action and moving on things. So many of our freedoms are the paradox. And I guess what it really comes down to, if we don't trust each other as a society and we feel that we're in danger, we have to give up freedom. And
yeah.
We don't want to give up freedom, but we also want to be protected. I think Ben Franklin said those that trade security for freedom will wind up with neither. Take a quick break. Michael Harrison with Kevin Casey in for Doug today on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
As summertime gets underway, what do the kids have planned? How about a fun summer activity that will benefit them for the rest of their lives? Building math excellence with Mathnasium. Mathnasium's personalized learning plans are proven to improve grades and help kids catch up and get ahead. With live face-to-face instruction, either in-center or online, there's no better time for kids to take a leap forward in math than summer. And there's no better place for it than Mathnasium. To learn more and schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
Mistake makers. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. What should we do with mistake makers? What consequences should exist for them? Should we punish them harshly? Oh, remember, I'm only talking about people who make mistakes differently than you do, because you, like me, obviously also make mistakes. But no, I'm not talking about the mistakes you make, because those mistakes are obviously okay to make. What I'm asking you about are, what should we do with people who make mistakes differently from you? I mean, if I was referring to your mistakes, I'd probably suggest that there be some consequence that involved you being taught how you messed up, or understand why you did what you did, and then be taught a new path. But then, any discussion around your mistakes is usually acceptable. It's the discussion around others' mistakes where you really have the freedom to judge harshly. Except that we're all mistake makers. For more on compassion and perspective, subscribe to Tackling Life, the podcast where I team up with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden visited the Uvalde school where a murderer killed 19 children and two teachers, and the Justice Department said it will review law enforcement's response to the attack. This as Democrats and Republicans continue to discuss new legislation to prevent such attacks from happening. New Jersey Democratic Senator Cory Booker gets candid about his expectations regarding the discussions.
Well, whatever we can get done, if it saves a life, it's worth doing. And so my colleagues who are entering the bipartisan talks, I fully support that. But I'm under no illusion that we're going to do the things that need to be done, that the majority of Americans overwhelmingly support Republican and Democrat, that can create significant safety.
That audio courtesy of NBC's Meet the Press. California Governor Gavin Newsom testing positive for COVID-19. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Congressman Dan Crenshaw is saying no to a red flag law.
What you're essentially trying to do with the red flag law is enforce the law before the law has been broken. Now, that's a really difficult thing to do.
Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, the Texas Republican wasn't supportive of the legislation at a state or national level. Such laws would prevent the purchase or remove guns from anyone deemed to be a threat to themselves or others. The WNBA Players Union is continuing to take steps to free a player from Russia.
The WNBA Players Union called on President Biden to use all available resources to free Brittany Griner from Russian detention. The center for the Phoenix Mercury was in the country to play with the Russian Premier League. She has been detained by the Kremlin for 100 days so far for possession of vape cartridges that contain hashish oil. The detainment began shortly after the start of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Griner's detention was extended again this month. Russia has barred the U.S. embassy from visiting her multiple times. The Players Union has called on fellow athletes to sign petitions and speak out about Griner's detention and on the public to urge the Biden administration to take action. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
The National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Agatha is expected to make landfall along the southern coast of Mexico on Monday. Forecasters expecting Agatha to make landfall with winds topping 100 miles an hour. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
It is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, unfolding before your very ears. And it's Michael Harrison filling in for Doug. Doug is on assignment. And with me is Kevin Casey, the executive editor of Talkers Magazine. Kevin heads up the research team that puts together all of this information that Talkers Magazine publishes for the talk media business. And it's sort of like what Billboard Magazine does with music. We do it with information about what's being talked about, the American, the national conversation, if you will. And obviously, if you're just joining us, the Texas school shooting on the heels of the Buffalo massacre a couple of weeks ago has basically dominated conversation. You know, it's interesting, Kevin. People in radio don't like talking about gun control. It's one of those issues that they avoid, like abortion, because it goes around and around. But so this is gun control hell for talk show hosts because it's a major topic. And you think it's because of what I said earlier, both sides don't talk to each other, they talk past each other?
I think so, and I think that, you know, for if you're a conservative Second Amendment talk show host, and when shootings like this occur, and it's it's even sad that I use that phrase as if it's a common occurrence, although it seems to be happening way too often. What do you say? I mean, you can say, well, this is horrible. You know, my heart goes out to these families, and people are saying, yeah, well, you know, bleep your heart. You know, these people are dead. You know, and there's not much you can do. I mean, you can say, yes, we have a Second Amendment right to protect ourselves, but then when you really start getting down into it, which is what they don't want to do because it's just not exciting radio, it's, well, what do you do? What steps can you take to prevent people like this man who got this gun from getting a gun? How do you prevent someone from doing that? I don't know. I mean, we have arbitrary things like you're an adult when you're 18, but we all know that the human brain isn't fully developed until it's in its mid-20s. So can an 18-year-old really function well? Does the average 18-year-old have the capacity to think and use a semi-automatic weapon properly? I don't know. The answer is reality is some do. Maybe many don't. You know, these are these arbitrary issues we deal with when we put age restrictions on things. We try to make the best policy we can, but again, unfortunately, nothing's perfect.
Yeah, absolutely. Nothing is perfect, and these things are very hard to deal with. They say that there's a lot of complex things at work here that lead to this type of social disease that is afflicting America and other parts of the world. It isn't that, you know, America is the only place that has violence and issues. That's a, you know, exaggeration. But we do have a certain type of ongoing mass murder situation in this country that really, for the most part, shocks the world. And there have to be underlying causes of it. And it brings up the question, is there something fundamentally, not everything, but something or a few things fundamentally wrong with the American culture that lead to this, that lead to mental illness or emotional disturbance? Is it the pressure? Is it the violence in our entertainment? Is it drug addiction? You know, what are the causes of the kind of alienation and disenfranchisement that young men succumb to? They fall through the cracks and they fit this pattern. Is it social media? Is it a generation of kids growing up without the feeling of human community around them? These are things that really should be part of the ongoing conversation, as opposed to, you know, that circus we saw in Texas the other day, where both sides just seemed crazy. Governor Abbott doing a press conference and Beto O'Rourke breaking in. It was like both sides were doing a stunt, and each side would think their guy was great. Like the Beto people go, "Hey, Beto, that's it. You know, stop that fascist. You know, bring it up for the people. Blah blah blah." And the people that like Abbott going, "Look at that nutcase. What an embarrassment. And how disrespectful. And you know, what a stunt." What are your thoughts?
Well, yeah, I don't.
I don't mean to lay a heavy one on you like that.
I don't even know how to answer the question, because it's such a difficult problem to solve. The psychology behind why this 18-year-old man did what he did is very difficult for anyone to divine, especially now that he's dead. All the indications we seem to know now from what we've read in the media is that this young man was described as being someone who was a loner, who had few, if any, friends, that he was bullied. And it sort of fits a pattern, doesn't it? I mean, it's the bullied loner. Well, so what do you do with, how do you prevent these people from going off the deep end? I don't think there's any answer to that. You can't know.
Well, one of the things is to stop bullying. In other words, if there's a pattern by which children who are bullied, some kids, they just, I don't know what it is, the predators smell them as, you know, they could sense this kid is bullyable. Whatever it is, I can't figure that out. But some kids leave other kids alone, and some kids say, "Ah, I'm going to bully that kid," and it's hard to understand why. But bullying does lead to a certain type of mental disturbance on the part of children who are chronically bullied. And some of them say, I've had enough. Mm-hmm. As far as being a loner, that's a bizarre thing in today's world, because we're so interconnected by the internet, and kids today are so under the pressure of social media, and yet the counterpoint to that observation is that never before have kids felt so alone. They're both constantly scrutinized by bullies online or peer pressure online, and addiction to being in their online communities. On the other hand, there is this chronic loneliness that seems to come along with that. All of these things, I think, are what we should be talking about in terms of the national conversation, trying to figure it out. Or another question is this just part of human nature? And when you have a country with so many millions and millions and millions of people, that you're going to have terrible crimes happen because it's just part of the human equation, that there are nuts out there. And that you got to be careful of strangers. It goes back to, you know, when I was a kid, don't talk to strangers. Well, why not talk to strangers? Because strangers are strange. You don't know. They could be crazy. So these are all the things that are swirling around out there. I don't know how you feel, but I find I like to be respectful and friendly to everybody I meet. I always like to give people the benefit of the doubt. But on the other hand, I'm quite aware that human beings are dangerous animals. We're a dangerous species, and anybody you don't know is potentially somebody you don't want to know.
Yeah. Well, let's not forget that we're all creatures on this planet, and human beings have their need to be on top. I mean, there's always a certain segment of the male population, and female to some degree as well, too, that want to be the alpha chimps, and they are the ones who want to be on top, and they'll do anything to get there. And those are the kind of people, in my opinion, who are the bullies. Their goal is to keep others down so that they can stay on their perch. And that's often the reason behind bullying, in my opinion, is that it's simply a matter of protecting one's perch at the top of the hill.
I'm glad you mentioned that females are part of that equation, because, you know, remember the movie Mean Girls, and there's a Broadway play that dealt with that theme.
Mm-hmm.
Teenage girls and women can be bullies, too. They can be really, really mean and nasty and cutthroat. So it's not just a male trait. Being a young woman, being a teenage girl on the high school level, can be a very painful, very difficult thing for young women to live through. And it's not just at the hands of those terrible boys. It's their sisters out there not being very sisterly. So this runs across the board. I'm just looking at the top stories at number 10. We have immigration and race relations. The immigration thing just continues to boil at the southern border. There's all kinds of stuff going on. It is a growing crisis, and it seems the Biden administration doesn't seem to have a handle on it at all. Race relations is down at number 10, but race relations ties into the shooting. It goes back, you know, it was way up at the top of the survey when we were talking about the Buffalo thing. It just permeates the conversation. Roe v. Wade at number 9, it's taken a bit of a backseat again. As I said earlier, everything has taken a backseat to the gun and the shooting and the mental health issue. But what we're seeing across the nation in the Roe v. Wade issue is that a lot of states now are getting ready for this to becoming an individual state's issue, and they're either bolstering their position of being, pro-life, and other states are bolstering their position of being pro-choice. Have you noticed that?
Yes, absolutely. And I think that we're going to see the nation more divided by region.
And the U.S.-China relations at number 8, and we'll run through the whole thing in the final moments of the show, but the U.S.-China relations has now taken the spotlight because of our concern over Taiwan, which has been exacerbated by the Ukraine situation. Some people say they're not the same. Some people say they are. Joe Biden made some statements that, you know, we would defend them militarily, which goes against the long-term policy of U.S. ambiguity over the subject. The international situation is a total complicated mess right now, and it ties into that Russian-Ukraine war at number 7. I'm talking with Kevin Casey from Talkers Magazine. I'm Michael Harrison for Doug, and we'll have more on the Talk Radio Countdown Show in just a moment.
KFC knows that when it comes to chicken sandwiches, there's good and there's finger-licking good.
A chicken sandwich? That's good. A 100% white meat KFC chicken sandwich so delicious it forces you to rethink everything you know about sandwiches, including whether or not they even need buns, but then you remember how good a brioche bun can be and then having to rethink your rethinking? That's finger-licking good.
KFC's chicken sandwich, always served hot and crispy, in your choice of classic or spicy. Order now on the KFC app. Kentucky Fried Chicken. That's finger-licking good.
Prices and product availability may vary.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
You've heard me talk about the awesome Nexit navigation app on the Tech It Out show, because not only does it help you get from point A to B quickly, on the road or on foot, but it will only recommend stops along the way, like a gas station or a restaurant you want, that's on your route and not if it's behind you, even if it is a little closer, like other mapping apps might suggest, that aren't intelligent enough to know that you don't want to turn around. But Nexit doesn't just save you time, it saves you money too. It will show you where the cheapest gas is. You can also specify how much you want to spend, say on a hotel, like $150 a night or less, and book it right from within the app, and you can load up your loyalty cards right within the app to get rewards. Download Nexit today for free from the App Store for iPhone or iPad. Do a search for Nexit. That's N-E-X-I-T. Or if you want to read more, head over to Nexit.app in your web browser. That's N-E-X-I-T.app.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at treatcv19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
And you've been listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison having the pleasure of taking the anchor seat for Doug Steffen. He'll be back. And Kevin Casey. Kevin, thank you.
Thank you, Michael. It's been a pleasure.
Yes, Kevin Casey from Talkers Magazine. Thanks to Phil McGeehan. And see you soon on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud.
Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now 53 after the hour, time for us to review the top five items from the world of technology this past week. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner to go from number five to number one. At number five, if you're a Costco member, you can currently cash in on sales for a variety of Apple services. Costco has discounted subscriptions for Apple Arcade, Apple News Plus, and Apple TV Plus. You have any of those, Jay?
I have all of them.
Oh, you do?
I'm a big streamer.
Well, let's see how this rates with what you're paying. The going rate for a year of Apple TV Plus or Apple Arcade is $49.99. Is that what you're paying at the moment?
About that. I have packages along. Well, I don't have AT&T DirecTV at the moment, but a lot of them came with kind of included with that stuff. Right. So
if you're a Costco member, you can save $5. This is a year of Apple News Plus, usually $119 when purchased on a month-to-month basis directly from Apple. But Costco has a discounted price. You subscribe at $89.99. As the name suggests, Apple Arcade grants access to a number of exclusive mobile games that are unavailable on any other device. Apple News Plus consolidates the paid subscriptions from a number of news outlets, including the L.A. Times, Wall Street Journal, Washington Post, New York Times, that sort of thing. You also get access to a wide variety of magazines, like The New Yorker and Popular Science and Sports Illustrated and Wired. And then there are other streaming services that Apple TV has. Apple TV Plus comes with its own library of original and exclusive content. platform is the only place you can get Ted Lasso, Central Park, For All Mankind. I don't know those two shows. I know Ted Lasso, but I don't know For All Mankind. Have you seen that?
No, I'm not familiar with that one. I can't even tell you anything about it. But I've been wanting to watch Ted Lasso.
All right, number four is an Amazon story, Jay. What's the scoop?
Well, they're piloting a program that has its contracted Flex drivers picking up and delivering packages from local malls. Amazon Flex is kind of like a DoorDash or Uber Eats, where people are using their own vehicles and they go and pick up the packages from the Amazon warehouses. But now they can go to local stores, local malls. It will help Amazon fulfill the same-day or two-day delivery orders. And only a handful of sellers are participating in the program. No word exactly which stores and brands. But a lot of these piloting programs are happening in malls located in Chandler, Arizona, Vegas, Nevada, Tyson's Corner, Virginia. And they used to really rely on the U.S. Postal Service, but now they're kind of moving towards the Amazon Flex. And also local businesses can become part of this, where packages get dropped off 360 days a year, and workers are tasked with delivering them within a 10-mile radius.
All right. Number three is the new news from Foxconn, which is one of the companies that makes a lot of technology products, but now they're going into the truck business, U.S. electric vehicle business. Automakers, both traditional companies and startups, have dominated electric manufacturing of cars until now, but Foxconn's experience in Apple iPhone production gives them a degree of sophistication that could make them a serious player. So it'll be very interesting. They're based in Taiwan. It'll also be interesting to see how that plays, given the fate, or let's see what the fate is, but the fate of Taiwan could hold the fate for Foxconn as well. Speaking of cars, Hyundai is building a facility. What are they building?
Yeah, a facility dedicated to manufacturing electric vehicles and batteries. This is going to be in Savannah, Georgia, and it's Hyundai's first electric vehicle-only plant in the U.S. The South Korean automaker will spend $5.5 billion on the new facilities and will receive an additional $1 billion investments from suppliers. Now, this factory is set to make 300,000 vehicles per year and will add around 8,100 new jobs. So this is great when you look at the employment rate and how they can create more jobs. It is really fantastic.
Well, there are other companies that are doing the same thing. So there's a lot of focus, as we know, on electric vehicles. Number one tech story this week is the Canadians banning Huawei from their 5G networks. It's about time. Everybody should be doing this to get rid of the Chinese tech and the listening in, the monitoring, their involvement in, this is the corruption like you wouldn't believe. Telephone companies up there will be prevented from procuring any 4G or 5G equipment from Huawei or any of their related companies. The equipment has to be removed, in fact. If you've got it now, you've got to remove it if you've been doing business with Huawei. So a lot of people in America are spending a lot of money to replace the equipment because Huawei is on the outs here as well. So that's something to keep in mind when you're buying stuff. Here we are, 59 past the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.